Sure hope everybody's talking about St. Padre Pio because today is his feast day. Oh, how I love this day, September 23rd, when we honor such a great saint of the 20th century, St. Padre Pio. And we are dedicating the whole entire Take Two show today to this great saint, and we need your help. So I'm asking the question, why do you think St. Padre Pio is so popular around the world? Is he popular with you? Are you a friend of Padre Pio's? Are you a spiritual son or daughter of Padre Pio? Let's talk about this great saint and just how what a great person he was, and his personality and his spiritual life. You know, everybody focuses on all his many gifts, and boy, oh boy, did God give him a ton of spiritual gifts. We know that. But let's talk about different things that we've learned about him as we study his life. So this is it's going to be such a great tribute to St. Padre Pio. And I just believe all of heaven is watching. And this is your show, the Take Two Family Show. So I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry and I, every single year, we dedicate an entire show to Padre Pio. He's one of our powerhouse saints that we go to before each show. So this day, you can see why I'm beaming from ear to ear, and I'm waving to everybody on social media. You guys are awesome. Get the chats going. It's just a great time to honor this wonderful saint. So who's with me on this? Fill up the phone lines. If you have something to say about St. Padre Pio, please do it during this show at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you really have a love for Padre Pio, or maybe you've seen some of the movies or the documentaries and you want to talk about Padre Pio, the impact that he had, his life had on your spiritual life. We can do that as well. Or maybe you don't really understand why we absolutely love this great saint. We'll happily discuss that as well. But you got to fill the phone lines because Matt's waiting to answer the calls. 833-288-3986. And this is, again, your show. This is your platform. So what you have to say is going out over the world. And potentially there are millions potentially listening. So it is a very important show. It's a chance for us to come together and really shout to the world the things that are most important to us. And today I definitely feel that it's St. Padre Pio. I have so much to say about this great saint. I feel very close to him. He's been a really key part of all the ministry work that I've done for many, many years, since he was canonized in 2002 by John Paul II. You just look at his life, you look at his spiritual depth, and I know he set the bar really high, guys. I know he did, and you're thinking, none of us can be like Padre Pio. I agree with that, but I will tell you that we can bring it down to our own individual level, and we can do so much like him in small ways. And that's how we could, if we ask, we could become his spiritual sons and daughters. Because remember, he said that when he was going to leave this earth, he was going to do more work on the other side and to help everybody get to heaven. And boy, oh boy, is he active. Because we get emails, Jerry and I get emails all the time since we started Take Two, of people saying that they have heard of stories of him showing up in hospital rooms or in various places when there was a lot of suffering. He's very close to those that are in a lot of pain and suffering. That's why he started that beautiful state-of-the-art hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo up on the hill. Absolutely gorgeous. I got to see it. I was there. And it is just incredible. But he had such a love for those that are suffering, and he wanted to be there and journey with them. That's why he aligned himself. You know, he had the wounds of Christ, right? So he aligned himself with the Passion of Christ. He carried with him a piece of the cross, a relic of the true cross. And he carried, of course, the rosary, which he prayed throughout the day. Okay. And, you know, I can go into his whole entire life and we can do that this hour, and we can just get educated and informed on this great saint on his special day. Or I can hear from you and you tell me what impact Padre Pio has made in your life, in your spiritual life. Why do you think he's so popular? Because he is. you just have to go to Italy and you'll see in that whole region, it's unbelievable. You see statues and everything you can, everything that, that, you know, shows his presence in that area. So the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the, okay, here come the calls. You know, that's the first thing I want to ask is, why do you think he's so popular? But then the second question, I just thought of this. The second question I want to ask is, why do you think it's important for us to learn about the lives of the saints? You know, I mean, they lived extraordinary lives. We know that, but they're human. They sinned, you know, they, some went through major struggles before they had their conversion, right? You look at St. Augustine. Okay, but why do you think it's important today for us to really dive into the lives of the saints? Because I have an idea about this and I wanted to explore it with the Take Two family. So I really do need your help, but I'd like you to share about St. Padre Pio on this great feast day. It's very important that we honor the saints. And we do things like this. You know, a lot of times people will have set aside a whole day. I know in Italy, it's very big, and actually throughout Europe, it's very big to certain saints they honor and they take the whole day. You know, some, they take off of work, they set up tables, and they have all sorts of feasts. And that's a beautiful thing. And I think we've lost some of that here in the U.S. and the surrounding countries, because I think that we're in such a fast-paced world, right? We don't take time to really stop and reflect and look at what's really going on in the path that we're taking to get to heaven. And are we really utilizing and bringing in the communion of saints to help us on this journey? I know that as I get older and my health, it kind of goes up and down, and I've been struggling with a lot of things for the past now it's going on almost 6 years, this round of things. And I know that I have really leaned on the angels and the saints more than I ever have in my whole entire life. And I can tell you that they are present and they want to help. And we know that about Padre Pio. So please fill up those phone lines and let's honor this great saint at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're talking about St. Padre Pio on his feast day today, and I truly need your help to fill up those last open phone lines at 833-288-3986, and you tell me why he is so popular, or what impact he has made in your spiritual life, or how close you feel to him, because, you know, they say that the saints find you, right? They become friends with you. So do you feel very close to Padre Pio? Maybe you're a son or daughter of Padre Pio. Can you tell us how you came to be? Yeah, we would love to know the details of this, not because we're nosy, but because we want to learn and grow together. So before I get to Ron in Los Angeles, California, let me just share with our listeners. Now, Charles Beery did such a great job. He's our producer, and he is posting things on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So we've got all sorts of articles there and where you can get the books on Padre Pio at EWTNRC.com, the religious catalog. Also, in one of the articles on the National Catholic Register, if you scroll towards the end of the article, you'll see a snippet of the very last Mass of Padre Pio before he died on September 23rd, 1968. Okay, you'll see a portion, you'll actually hear him. It's the very last Mass that he celebrated right before he died. It's fascinating footage. So we have that there. And also a Church Pop article. So speaking of Church Pop, Church Pop takes a fresh and fun look at the news shaping our world, featuring engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. You can find Church Pop on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. ewtn.com, and you can get Church Pop directly into your email inbox. All you have to do is visit ewtn.com and click on subscribe. We had the founder of Church Pop on Take Two a couple years back, but it is true. It's very engaging content, and it's funny. It's so funny at times, which is good. You got to keep a sense of humor. So I'm going to get to the phones. We had a couple people call in and then drop off, and I don't understand what you're doing, so call back because we got to honor this great saint. So if you have something to say about it, you can go on social media, post it there. Michael will pick it up. Charles is at the controls. Matt's on the phones. Or you can call me at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, let's go to our dear friend Ron in Los Angeles, California on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Ron. Welcome to, I should say, the Padre Pio Show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, and good morning to you and all the others. I've been dealing with this wounded knee problem after having a fall last week and still kind of twisted up. But today's topic, and because we are looking at the anniversary of St. Padre Pio and all that he was, two things stuck out to me is that I think Padre Pio had been so popular during and after his death into the afterlife, is that there was so much about him that reflected the light of God and especially showed us Jesus through him, that that attraction is undeniable. And so many people flock that way. And I guess to some, they would have thought Padre Pio was, you know, a kind of a menace, and those that, you know, persecuted him for the kind of attention he got. But when we're supposed to be reflecting Jesus in our behavior, and as a priest who did that and more, it's a wonder that his life was so crazy. But I learned something today that I thought was unique. And his famous saying that we hear enough of, the pray, hope, and don't worry, and all the rest of that. Somebody said that in the original Italian, as he noted it, the word wasn't worry, but agitate. And all I can think about was a glass of water with mud in it. And so the agitation in my mind was thinking about, you want that glass to be as clear as possible with the fluid. But if you start shaking it up, now you're shaking up muddy waters and all the what-ifs and the worries and all that included. And that's such an image to keep in mind of, that when we worry, that's what we're doing to ourselves. We're just shaking our heads up, and you're just throwing it all up there. We need clear vision, and we can't do that if we're just agitating.
That is so interesting, Ron, because Padre Pio spoke Italian, Latin, and I think a little bit of French, and yet he could translate in all different languages and speak to people visiting him internationally. But that's interesting because it would have been in Italian, so you're saying that the word is agitation, which is a typical phrase for Italians. You know, they say it's agita, which means don't let it cause indigestion or be upset internally. And so that's very interesting that's what it translates to. But, you know, he lived through so much. You touched upon the persecution that he was feeling throughout pretty much most of his adult life, right? When, as soon as he started with the stigmata and then getting the public attention, and then people flocked from all over the world to see him, all this attention, there was his peers that had problems with it. The Vatican had problems with it. The locals had problems with it. And so they caused all this commotion around and chaos around his ministry life, pretty much all the way up until a couple years before his death. So, but yet he never wavered. He endured that persecution, Ron, and he was obedient. He was humble. Because he knew he was God's instrument, right? So he just kept doing his work, so much so that he had very little sleep, very, very little to eat every single day. And he pretty much was in constant prayer, or like spiritually advancing every single day of his life until 81 years when he passed. So it's a pretty extraordinary life. And it's something that I think that, as I said at the beginning of the show, Ron, he set the bar really high, right? But we can bring it down to what we can accomplish here. Any words on that?
Well, my first thought is bringing the bar down might be a little harsh. It may be, I'm not even sure what wording to put with it. But I think if we know that the bar is high enough, we know where we need to go. Mm-hmm. And in the thought of also, you know, why not, you know, aside from Padre Pio, why do we gravitate towards the other saints. Oftentimes, I think we gravitate towards the saints who have a lot of the behavior we have that we're struggling through and have gone through the other side of it with the help of Christ, the graces that they receive, the acknowledgement that they are weak, that they need the help of God, they need the healing, they need all that going on. And with Padre Pio, he had just so much of that intertwined in his life that those 50 years with the stigmata and all that he went through, there's so much that I was attracted towards. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would call myself one of his adopted children, spiritual children, but there was so much about him and between him and, say, St. Teresa of Avila, who to me was the first saint that I was involved with as a guardian or guiding light in the parish I grew up with, because especially with the headaches and now the association I learned about her being the patron saint of headaches. There's so much there that we can learn from in perseverance,
right.
Prayer, the persistence to say, I can't do this. God, you need to help me.
Right.
And we
right.
need to know, that we have to give up a lot of the struggle that we're tying ourselves up in knots. And I'm, for one, I have to say, I raise my hand. I'm one of the first in line and say, I'm a mess, so I need God's help.
Well, like Jerry Usher always says, I love the wreckage that is me, right? So we're kind of, we all have that in common, right, Ron?
I was waiting for that reply.
Well, you know, I mean, see, excellent take on this. And I thank you so very much. And this is why we definitely want to look to the saints and see what what resonates with us, what we identify with. Right. And we can work. Like you said, I love how you said it. We know what's expected of us and we're working towards that. And that's a good thing. If we're working towards God, that is a good thing. And that brings, you know, favor, and it's pleasing to God. So I say, amen to that. We just keep working towards that path, getting back to God. Ron, thank you so much. Thank you for getting us started today on this wonderful conversation and tribute to this great saint, St. Padre Pio. God bless you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, take care. God bless. And the Holy Spirit didn't just nudge me. He pushed me forward.
Oh, good, good. God bless you, Ron. Take care. Stay strong. Okay, Ron's going to free that phone line, and that's just for you if you want to honor this great saint. We have Allie coming up next, and I just wanted to make sure that our listeners have the phone number, because it's very important. If you want to dial in, think about it for a minute. Think about what you're going to say, and then about Padre Pio, or ask a question or make a comment, and I'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. By the way, folks, I can talk about Padre Pio all day long. Absolutely love this topic. I mean, I just feel like I could go literally all day long. Okay, let's hear what Allie has to say in Rhode Island on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Allie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thank you. So I just wanted to call in and tell a couple of things how Padre Pio really changed my life. When I was, 27, I had gotten divorced, gotten annulment, not really my decision, and I was devastated, and I ended up kind of falling away from the church for a while, probably for about a year. I went and, tried different religions, kind of dipped my toe and this, that, and the other, to see where I fit in and, you know, if the Catholic Church was really the right thing, because I just felt so lost and alone during that period. And one day I had EWTN on, and Father Andrew Apostoli did a series on St. Padre Pio.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and all of a sudden I just felt like something hit me in my chest, and I started crying. And in that moment, I turned back to the church, had a newfound love for the rosary, and it just was like an instantaneous thing. It was unbelievable, and I'm so grateful that that happened. And that was like 23 years ago. And the other thing, I had gotten remarried like 13 years later, and my husband, we got married in November, and he was due to be deployed from the military in January. And so when we got married, I was full of, well, before he left, it was only a couple of months, so I was so full of angst and worry. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, well, Padre Pio, said to me, in my heart, pray, hope, and don't worry.
Wow.
And I felt very peaceful. So I gave my husband a stone from the beach that said, pray, hope, and don't worry. I'm like, carry this with you, you know, because I had asked Padre Pio also for his intercession and to be a spiritual daughter and to take on my family. So miraculously, before he went to Afghanistan, they were stationed in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he had to get a physical, and a nurse practitioner saw him, and she immediately said, you can't be here. Your sleep apnea is so severe, they never should have deployed you.
Oh, my goodness.
So he ended up coming home after 2 weeks.
He came home.
So I was so grateful.
Wow. Wow. So, Allie, let me ask you this question. Do you consider yourself a daughter of Padre Pio, since he found you through that program initially on EWTN?
Absolutely. And yeah. I feel like, I've asked him to adopt my family, and I feel like he really has. He's really watched over my marriage and my child. And, so I definitely consider myself a daughter. When I need some, you know, reassurance, or if I need to have some advice, I go to him always and
right.
just ask him to lead me where I should go and do God's will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Does he show up for you? Like, does he do like pretty odd things, like strange things to show that he's around?
One time I'm a nurse, and I was in anatomy class, and right after all this happened with the reconversion situation, mm-hmm. I'm in microbiology class, and all of a sudden I could smell roses throughout the whole room.
Yeah.
And there were no roses or windows open. I said to a couple people, do you smell that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
So I really believe that was a sign from Padre Pio letting me know that he really is there.
Yeah, the odor of sanctity, which he carried. Yeah, absolutely. Because remember, his wounds carried that fragrance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting. I was going to ask you if you're in the medical profession, and because he tends to gravitate towards those around hospitals. Have you noticed that?
No, but I was a hospice nurse for 11 years.
There
and
you
I
go.
Definitely felt his presence there. definitely, especially when I was with the dying, I always felt him with me and
there
with
you
the
go.
Patient.
Wow. See, he's such a powerful saint, and he is very, very active. And, you know, you just have to imagine that God is very pleased with this, this demonstration of support and love for this wonderful saint that we are showing today as the faithful. I think it just makes all of heaven delight, because he has done so much work, and he's never asked us for any thank yous or any type of recognition at all. It's so beautiful when we can acknowledge it. And I just thank you so much for stepping up and adding to this conversation today.
The first time I've ever called into a radio show, so
really?
I just felt really moved. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, I hope you join us again sometime in a future broadcast. Thank you so much. That is awesome. Okay, so Allie's going to free that phone line for you to pick it up. We're going to hit the pause button, and when we come back, we'll get to Cecile and the others. But I'd love to hear your take on this and your understanding of this great saint, St. Padre Pio, on his feast day. Is he important to you? Do you know anything about him? Were you all of a sudden introduced to him the way Allie was, by watching a program or watching a documentary or listening to something or hearing somebody on the radio or TV talk about this great saint, and you're thinking, I need to get to know him. I really want to get to know him. Or maybe he just looked like, you know, unapproachable when you saw a picture of him, because that's what I first thought. And then I realized he's very different. He has a great sense of humor, and he's a wonderful saint. 833-288-EWTN is the number to call. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Okay. Okay, we're talking about St. Padre Pio today on his feast day. I'd really like you to join us, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Cecile, just hold for another 30 seconds. I wanted to share, going over to social media, I'm waving to you guys. Hi, guys, you've got the chats going. Keep them going. Keep talking about Padre Pio all day today. Rick said, in answer to the question, why is he so popular, Padre Pio, he said, it's his spirituality and his closeness to the common folk. Oh, that is so true. Do you know what? This is so interesting that Rick is saying this. Did you guys know that the locals, as Padre Pio was walking through town, if he happened to come out of the friary at all, as he's walking through town, people would run up to him and cut his garments and cut pieces of him because they wanted a relic of him while he was alive. I mean, they would be all over him trying to be with him because they loved him so very much. Michael M. says, why care about the saints? Because it's good to have friends in high places. Any friend of God's is a friend of mine. Oh, I love that, Michael M. That was spectacular. I like that comment. You guys are so amazing. I love the Take Two family. Okay, so phone lines are lighting up again. That's good. Let's go to our dear friend Cecile in Kingwood, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Cecile. Welcome.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love this day. This is one of my favorite days. I wish I was born on this day.
my granddaughter was. Well, she's blessed. She really is blessed.
Nice.
No, the reason I'm calling is here. I was wondering if they were aware that there is a prayer to Padre Pio to become a spiritual child. And I have that prayer. It's taken from my St. Padre Pio prayer book, if you'd like to hear it.
We would love to hear it. I'm gonna go really quiet so everybody can hear, and then they can replay this broadcast. Go right ahead, Cecile.
Okay. Dear Padre Pio, I recall your promise to the Lord, quote, Lord, I will stand at the gates of heaven until I see all my spiritual children have entered, end of quote. Encouraged by your gracious promise, I ask you to accept me as a spiritual child and to intercede for my prayer request. And it says, state your petitions. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And then following, if I may, quotes from Padre Pio, telling how he has looked after and loved his spiritual family. Now, this is all quotes. I love my spiritual children as much as my own soul, and even more. Once I take a soul on, I also take on their entire family as my spiritual children. To my spiritual children, my prayers for you will never be lacking. If one of my spiritual children ever goes astray, I shall leave my flock and seek him out. I shall stand at the gates of paradise until all my spiritual children have entered, end of quote.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that came from the book that you have, and you are spot on because there's no formal enrollment to becoming one of his spiritual sons and daughters. It is a couple things. It's asking him, reminding, reflecting on his life, and then also trying to imitate him in a small way, right? So daily rosary, reception of the Most Holy Eucharist, going to confession, doing the things that he did in a small way to show that we're moving in that same direction. And then, you're right. He said that he would take on the family. It was not just the person that asked. He would take on their whole entire family. And that's huge. That it goes to show that he was very serious about his work, the mission that God had given him on this earth. He was serious about it as he continued on with his life in eternal life. Cecile, it's huge. And it's obviously you're very close to Padre Pio, and that's a good thing. I just wish more folks could understand how to fit the saints into their spiritual life. Any suggestions on that? How people can fit the saints into their spiritual life?
Exactly. But one more thing, just if I may, mm-hmm. They sent it to me. It's the Padre Pio Foundation of America in Cromwell, Connecticut. I think that is Connecticut City. Mm-hmm. Now, if they are interested, I have a number here. They can call and ask for this book. And there's all different prayers.
Okay, you know what? Better yet, it'll make it easier for us. Why don't you, if you have a chance, Cecile, why don't you email us that, and then we'll make sure we get it out on the Facebook side and everything, so that we don't have a lot of correspondence coming in. So the easiest way, or actually better yet, if we can ask Matt to pick up the phone and get the information from Cecile, that would be great. Or anyone else can email us information on Padre Pio at take2@ewtn.com. So Matt, if you could pick up Cecile's call, that would be fantastic. When you get a chance, Cecile, hang on, don't go anywhere. I appreciate everything. We're starting to get a ton of comments and calls coming in, so I'm going to try to move to everybody. You are awesome, and you're very blessed. You said that your grandchild is born on this day, so happy birthday. This is pretty awesome. So I'm going to move to, let's go to Lori. And Lori is a first-time caller from Dallas, Texas, also on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Don't go anywhere, Cecile. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I love this day.
Yes, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Yeah. So tell
us. Okay. So I have a story that this happened about 11 years ago. And I was going through chemotherapy and radiation for stage 2 breast cancer. And I was praying a lot through all of this. I became really close to the Lord. And I was I got a book on Padre Pio, and I started to read about him. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep. I was reading this book. I fell asleep right after I had read the first part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, I woke up and he was standing at the foot of my bed.
You feel like it was Padre Pio at the foot of your bed?
Yes, because he was in, you know, I've seen pictures of him in the mm-hmm. robes, and they're the color of the robes are the chocolate, usually, and the beard. I knew it was him. I knew in my spirit it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so in awe. My husband was sleeping next to me, and I said, Matt, wake up. And he didn't wake up in time, because when I did that, he just kind of disappeared into the floor, like from the head down, he went down into the, you know, it just disappeared.
Wow.
But it was awesome. It's really awesome.
Well, let me just make sure I get this correct. So was this during when you were battling cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was in the night.
Now, were you praying? Were you asking for his help?
Yes, I would. I would ask him for his help. Absolutely. Ask him to pray for me.
And were you close to him?
I knew he was a healing thing, mm-hmm, and right. But I didn't know that I could at that time be his spiritual daughter. I just kept studying about him after, you know, I learn more all the time about him, and I have asked him because I feel like he's my saint.
Sure. Oh yeah. If you feel that close to him, absolutely. Well, did he? So where are you at now with everything? How are you doing?
I am completely cured.
Wow.
And I've
praise
been
be to God
for 10 years. So, yes.
Praise be to God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
so.
You.
Yeah, I find this very interesting, because did you hear when you might have been talking to Matt? So I don't know if you heard me say this, but he tends to gravitate around those that are suffering. And so it was very interesting that you were going through this at the time. It was probably a very difficult time in your life. And he showed up to let you know that he was, you know, active and on the scene. And I think that is so precious of him. I can tell you just as I'm sure you probably heard this before if you've told your story before, but it says that you're a first time caller. So I don't know if you've ever really told your story publicly, but he actually has appeared at other people's, at the foot of their bed. And was it clear to you that it was at the foot of your bed?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's kind of standard for him. There's been people in hospital.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been people in hospital rooms, and they'll say that they'll actually call out to the nurses and doctors, he's at the foot of my bed. This friar, this monk, this person in a brown robe and a long beard, and he's an elderly man, is at the foot of my bed. And people will go, no, you're crazy. You know, just ignore it. And then somebody later, usually there's a confirmation of somebody saying, you know, either they were praying for Padre Pio to come, or somebody had, you know, possibly seen him in the hallway of of the hospitals. But it's kind of interesting that you're saying on the foot of the bed. I've heard this, the same details of a story like this. So you're very blessed, very, very blessed. I think you probably were in a little bit of shock when you feel like you felt like he was there.
I was a little shocked, and then I felt a little bit scared too, because I thought, why am I scared? I shouldn't be scared. I know, you know, I heard that he could bilocate and everything. Mm-hmm. He had that gift as well, but I just think it was a mixture of awe, you know, just thinking, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you shared it with us, and I'm so glad you're doing well, and I'm so glad that you are friends with Padre Pio. I think you've got a lot of care around you, and that's wonderful. So you got a lot of support. God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us today. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to try to do lightning round. I'm trying to get to everybody. Birdie is up next in Houston, Texas on, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Birdie. Welcome.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, my mother had dementia, and she was in a nursing home. And, you know, I would go every day to visit with her and sit with her and pray with her. And whenever I would leave her, I would always ask the Blessed Mother and the angels and saints to be with her and protect her. Well, one particular day, well, several times, people in the nursing home, the nursing staff, or some of our visitors that would come to visit my mom would ask me later, because I wasn't there, you know, at the time, mm-hmm. They would ask me, what do you have in your mom's room? It smells so good. It smells like flowers. And I said, I don't have anything in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, whenever I came to my mom to visit in the morning, and as I'm walking through the hallway passing the nurse's station, one of the nurses stopped me and said, oh, you just missed one of your family members were here. He sat, he visited with your mom for a long time. They had a really good visit. And I said, well, really, who was it? And so I started asking her, you know, describing people, and she said, no. And then she said, I said, well, and then she described what he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that just doesn't sound like anybody that I know. And I said, maybe it was a priest or a deacon from one of the Catholic churches visiting mom today.
Right.
She said, oh, no. She said, it was one of your family members, because you have a picture of him in your mom's room with the family picture. And I said, oh, she said, come on. So we went into my mom's room. She walked over to the board that we had the family pictures. She pointed to the prayer card picture of St. Padre Pio.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is the man that was here visiting with your mom. And I looked at her and I said, no, it couldn't be. You must be mistaken. She said, oh, no. This absolutely was the man that was here visiting your mom. And so I just, you know, didn't think a whole lot about it at the time. I just kind of said, thank you, St. Padre Pio, for visiting my mom, if it was you.
Wow.
And didn't really think a whole lot about it at the time. But then 5 months later, well, my mother passed away October 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary in 2016. 5 months later, our little granddaughter, 4.5 years old, passed away from, she had a heart, born with a heart defect. And then October of 2016, my mother-in-law passed away also on a Mary feast day.
Mm-hmm.
But when my mother-in-law went into hospice care, that first night we put her in hospice care, we came home. And I was saying my prayers at night, and I said, St. Padre Pio, you know, all the saints, please help us with, you know, with this situation. This is really hard. Mm-hmm. And so that night, I had a dream about St. Padre Pio.
Wow.
And we were in a room, like a banquet room, and he called me over to him, and he actually, like a daddy would, to a child, come sit here on my knee. So I sat on his knee, and I said, Padre, St. Padre Pio, where have you been? We need you. We needed you today so much. Our family needs help. And so he actually whispered in my ear a number of a commandment. He was reminded, I didn't know it at the time, but when I awoke up almost immediately and I couldn't think, okay, what number is that? What is that? So I went and looked at a prayer book with the Ten Commandments. I'm like, okay, if you talk about somebody, if you gossip or something, you need to confess that. So I didn't realize, so I went to confession within a day or two after that. It could have been that morning I went to confession to confess it. But he was reminding me that there was something I was forgetting to confess. Wow. And I did not know the extent of everything of St. Padre Pio until after that I started researching him. And I learned that he did bilocation even after his death. He had a scent of flowers. He was a great confessor. Mm-hmm. So he is still so special to me. I have a picture of him. I'm actually in my car in front of church right now in the parking lot to go to Mass at noon. But he has my picture, his picture right there by my speedometer.
Wow.
So he's with me all the time.
You know, I'm getting very emotional as I hear your story, Bertie, because I agree with you at how close he can be when he adopts a family. And he's definitely, you feel very close to him, and he's definitely, I believe, close to you. And to have him traveling with you in the car, I think is fabulous. I actually have a big stone magnet of him on my refrigerator. So every morning I say good morning to him, you know, as an additional friend in heaven. But you're going to Mass, so please take the Take Two family with you and say hello to him, because all of heaven is at Mass as you enter in for that daily Mass. So it's a beautiful time for you to gather together with the angels and saints on his feast day. So God bless you, Bertie. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, okay? Be well. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to, let me just, before I get to Lewis, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Lewis, and the others, just don't move anywhere, because I want to get back to Facebook, because so many of you are posting on Facebook and YouTube, and I'm waving to you guys again. You guys are awesome. Facebook on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Lydia says about Padre Pio, he's so popular because his love for God is so great, to please God, to save people from evil. St. Padre Pio is just so powerful in his prayers to God. I pray to him and I pray to him all the time. Way to go. Ellen says he was deeply in love with Jesus and he lived the Franciscan spirit. Absolutely. The model for to live in our world. Padre Pio lived the truth and spoke the truth. Oh, yes, he did. Those are great comments on Facebook, and we're going to read more of those, and we've got the articles posted. And by the way, Charles is on top of everything. He's checking everything out to make sure we get the right prayers up there and follow the right path if those of us want to ask and be a son or daughter of Padre Pio. Before I get to Lewis, don't go anywhere, Lewis, again, one more second. Podcast Central, Letters from Home. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Letters from Home. This is your guide through the scripture readings of Daily Mass from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, and our other theologians from the St. Paul Center. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free. I love that word, free. At EWTN Podcast Central, you just visit, this is how you visit it. Podcast Central, that's what you're looking for. And you visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Okay, so try to find that and you'll get some great programs. I can assure you of that. Okay, I'm getting so excited because now you guys are sending in messages and I'm going to run out of time. So I'm going to try to go really, really fast. Let's go to Lewis in Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lewis.
Hello. Thank you for this great program. But my story started in 1960. I was teaching catechism in the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church in Worcester, Massachusetts. And the priest there, Father Joseph Ferraro, talked about Padre Pio, and we didn't know much about him, you know. And it was really interesting that what he said about him. But this happened in this story in 1920, about 25 years ago. I was watching a story from, on I think it was EWTN, about Father Patrick Peyton. Mm-hmm. And he had this story about these two daughters of his man that this man was had gone to confession to Father Padre Pio. And he went to confession, and he told him his sins, and Father gave him his absolution. And this man went down to the altar to pray for his sins. And he saw this beautiful girl, you know, and he said, I want to marry this girl. So he went back to in the confession to Father Padre Pio, and he said, there's a beautiful girl I really want to get to know her and to marry her. Well, mm-hmm. Father says, go and ask her for that you're interested in seeing her and talking to her. And which he did. And he talked to her, and eventually this woman and this man got married.
Wow. Okay, so Louis, I need to tell you something. If you read the life of Padre Pio, you will find that his confessions, about 12 to 16 hours of confession time. The confessions lasted about 3 minutes, and he was able to say things because of the spiritual gifts that could help people, you know, make some decisions for their life, for their spiritual life, and if they were totally open and honest and transparent when they came into the confessional. So it's so beautiful when I hear you tell stories like this about Padre Pio and the confession experience, because oftentimes, because it was only a 3 minute confession, people will always talk about how Padre Pio threw people out of the confessional, or really wasn't that kind, and he was kind of gruff. And that is true. That's only because when people would withhold or try to trick him or try to purposely leave something out, he was frustrated because he was able to see through that because of the spiritual gifts that God gave to him for use in his ministry. He was able to help souls to really be honest, truly honest with God, so that and he would also be very merciful and kind, showing that God has your best interest and wants you to have a great life. So it's really wonderful the way you shared the story of that. And I just wanted to say that I wish I had more time to talk about his whole. Maybe we should do a whole nother show. Charles will put it on the calendar. Maybe in a couple months when Jerry comes back, we'll do a whole show on his confession experiences with people. What do you say, Louis?
Yeah, great. Good news. That's the way to do it.
Okay, sir. You take care. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to squeeze Susan in. And Susan is calling from, Upper Michigan on Northern Apostle Radio. I love that. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, sorry.
Yes, depending on what part of the world you live in. Go right ahead.
Right. My son was born on the 23rd today.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah.
Thanks. 31. He struggled most of his life with just ADHD and had some struggles throughout school and after school. And I'd really like to have him on your prayer book. And,
absolutely.
Have some prayers to help him through his struggles, and
do you feel comfortable? Turn. Yeah, do you feel comfortable giving us his first name, or do you want me to just put Susan's son, whatever you want?
First name's Alan.
Okay, got it. Well, he's born on Padre Pio's feast day. So I'm just going to say this. You are going to Padre Pio, right, to help with your whole, with your son and everybody in your family?
Yes, I am. am. I definitely will. Trying to get closer to God, and the station has been really helpful.
Good. Good. Okay. And we will pray the rosary as well for you and for your son and for your whole family. So you can count on us. And Padre Pio would be happy with that, since he prayed, 12 and 13 and 14 rosaries a day as he was also in the confessional, as he was also doing his own chores that he had to do. So thank you so much for trusting us with that, and keep us posted on how you and your son are doing. And we will definitely, we be praising God when you call back with a good praise report. Okay. I wanted to share with our listeners. Thanks, you guys. You did a great job really honoring Padre Pio. Tomorrow, did you have any miracles from going to the National Eucharistic Congress? That's tomorrow's show. Thanks to everybody, the show team and affiliates. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.